So a four-month total football ban for Luis Suarez, that's the price of a bite. It means the end of his World Cup, and he won't be available for Liverpool until the end of October. But is the punishment fair? I spoke earlier to John Laverty from the Belfast Telegraph and Liverpool fan Adam Smith, who's been blogging about the incident.
I do not think biting is OK. I don't think it's excusable. I don't think there's anything, you know, that means it's an all right thing to do. I want to be very, very clear about that. But I also don't think it is worse as an action than deliberately elbowing somebody, deliberately kicking somebody, headbutting somebody, all of those things. I don't think it is worse than any of those violent actions. All of those violent actions would not have brought the ban that this has brought. And the reason this has brought such a big ban is because people find it weird and distasteful. Well, that's okay. But it isn't as bad as a headbutt that could break somebody's nose. And we've seen those. We've seen those in World Cup finals. And yet it hasn't received as big a ban as this, which is, in my opinion, craziness. And it sends a really bizarre message.
John, why do you think this ban has been so draconian, if I can use that word?
Yeah, I actually agree that it was draconian and excessive. I think the reason for it was the high-profile nature of the game. I mean, big game in the World Cup, one of the world's finest players involved. I think that FIFA felt compelled. We live in this age, as you know, with social media, where it was the biggest trending item on Twitter and everywhere else around the world. And I think FIFA, for once, actually decided they had to make an example of Luis Suarez because of the high-profile nature of the game.
But do you think it's fair that you might get a greater penalty if you trend on Twitter?
Well, that has happened, yes, with the last time he was back. No, absolutely not. I mean, I think that the FIFA punishment was over the top and completely, you know, it was just... they just lashed out, actually, at Suarez on the back, I believe, of social media and opinion. Let's not forget, William, that 32 years ago, Toni Schumacher of then West Germany committed the most appalling act of violence probably ever seen on a football pitch and didn't even get booked for it. And retrospectively, nothing happened to him either. And the reason for that was, obviously, there was probably no social media then. You know, for FIFA or anybody else to, you know, to have their finger on the pulse, because rarely do they have that. But one thing I will say, and I agree with what Adam has written today, is that you know, to ban somebody for international matches is one thing, you know, but to ban them from Liverpool games, I honestly think there are serious legal implications going on there, and you know, this is not a deterrent, you know, because you can ban people for diving or ban people for headbutting or two-footed tackles, and that's, of course, right, because especially with the two-footed tackles, they actually threaten the player's career. But biting is not going to kill you, you know. It's not going to end your career. And only one player does biting, if you like. Only one player, so it's not a deterrent to other people.
All right, but there is a difference here, Adam, isn't there, in that he's done this twice before. This is the third time he's done this.
Yeah, I want to say two things, if I may. The first one is, he's not the only player that bites. In March of this year, there was a player in League Two called Josh Labadie who bit somebody and got a 10-game ban, but it wasn't over the front pages. It didn't trend on Twitter.
Well, this was the World Cup.
Didn't do any of those things. Well, yeah, it is the World Cup final. And funnily enough, Pepe headbutted somebody in the match against Germany for Portugal, and he got a 1-game ban. And this is Pepe, by the way, who is not exactly guilt-free of committing violent activities.
But he didn't do it three times.
No, but, well, OK, so the argument there is that you can do whichever violent act you want as long as you don't repeat them. That's what FIFA are essentially saying. If Suarez had elbowed a man, and then he'd headbutted a man, and then he'd kicked a man, he'd still have only got a 1-game ban. So that's all right. But because he's done the same thing three times, it's a massive ban. That's unbelievably crazy as an argument.
Well, given the platform of the World Cup, they have to set an example, don't they?
But again, they do if they want to. They didn't set the example with Pepe. And the idea that because it trended on social media... I'm sorry, football's a sport. Football's a sport, and you can't then go choosing your bans based on whether or not it's trended on social media. There's a very good guy on Twitter called Manhattan Doc who put an argument forward, and it's a very good one. that he said FIFA are clearly just making this up as they go along. And the proof we've got of that is the fact that we were all saying, how long's the ban going to be? Why don't we know how long the ban's going to be? Isn't it written down somewhere in their rules? Or is there a rule that says it'll be 3 games unless it's on Twitter? If it trends in the United Kingdom, it'll be 5 games. If it trends around the world, it'll be 10 games. No, that doesn't exist because it's not a thing. FIFA have just decided to make an example of him because everybody finds it a bit disgusting. It's not worse than other actions that are repeated. Pepe is a violent, violent football player and has offended on numerous occasions. And yet he doesn't get the rolling ban the same way that Suarez does.
Well, let's be fair about this. Let's also be fair about this in terms of whether this activity is ever justified, John, because if you did this at work, if you bit someone at work, you'd be sacked. If you did it in the street, you'd be jailed.
Absolutely, but I'm not one of the world's greatest exponents of their particular profession, which Luis Suarez is. The thing about it is, I'm a Manchester United fan, on presumably unlike Adam, who's obviously a scouser, but the problem with Liverpool and their situation with Suarez at the minute is, let's be honest about this, even without this bite at the World Cup, even without all this controversy, we were facing a late summer of Suarez headlines in the red tops and the tabloids every day, because everybody knows that Suarez is pushing hard for a move away from Liverpool to either Real Madrid or Barcelona. His agents are working on it as we speak. I mean, this incident at the World Cup it may delay it, it may even stop it for a year, but what it won't do, it will not stop Suarez wanting to leave Liverpool. I mean, he's appreciative of what Liverpool have done for him. That is the dilemma with Liverpool. You know, people say, oh, Liverpool should get rid of Suarez now, and Adam in his blog has strongly argued against that, and I fully understand that. But the bottom line is, William, Suarez would be pushing for a move as soon as Uruguay were at the World Cup anyway. This has changed the dynamic a little bit, but what it hasn't changed is any team in the world will still want Suarez in their team. He has psychological problems. You know, he's not technically a violent man, but he has psychological problems.
Well, we don't know that he has psychological problems.
Anybody who keeps, anybody who keeps repeating the offence, knowing the consequences and the long-term bans. I mean, Dylan Hartley, for instance, the English rugby player, he bet our own Stephen Ferris 3 years ago during an international. He was banned for 9 games. You know, cleaned himself up, back playing for England. You know, in his head, and psychologically, he knew he couldn't do it again. Now, anybody who repeat offends like Suarez did, they must have some sort of psychological issue.
Well, I'll emphasise the fact, John, neither you nor I are psychiatrists, so let's not comment on his psychological state. But I see this line coming in off the news wires right now. Adam, let's get your reaction to this. 888 Poker, who are a sponsor and supportive of Suarez, or indeed were, have released a statement saying, following his actions during Uruguay's World Cup match against Italy on Tuesday, they have decided to terminate their relationship with Luis Suarez with immediate effect.
Right. Well, OK. So it's good that, you know, a company whose job is to get people hooked on gambling so they lose their money is able to moralise on somebody else, isn't it? I mean, for goodness sake. Look, what he's done is wrong. Nobody's arguing that. But to go back to your point of earlier, you would also get sacked from work if you headbutted somebody or if you elbowed somebody. It is a violent act. Nobody's arguing against that, nor am I condoning it. What I'm saying is that it should be dealt with in the same way that other violent acts are dealt with. And I don't understand why it is. The only reason it isn't is because we find it unpleasant and distasteful. If I could just finish this point, as far as Dylan Hartley is concerned, now he may not have bitten again, but he has eye-gouged somebody. So he has followed the rule of don't do the same act twice, but carry on being violent.
Adam, do you think this is also unfair to Liverpool?
I do think it's incredibly unfair to Liverpool for a number of reasons, not least of which is the fact that he's going to miss, for something he did whilst playing for Uruguay, he's going to miss 9 Uruguay games and 13 Liverpool games. And Liverpool have been told by FIFA they can't appeal it, which is madness. That is utter madness. Look, he's only got himself to blame. Don't misunderstand me. You know, and it's clearly he deserves to get a ban. But why didn't FIFA do something like a six-month ban on international games with a year's, you know, suspended sentence on all football like they've done instead? How come Liverpool are being punished for something that he's done while he's had nothing to do with Liverpool Football Club? And they're going to be in a situation where they either have to fly in the face of public opinion and argue against the ban, and everybody will say, oh, Liverpool are being stupid again, why are they sticking up for him, blah, blah, blah. Or they have to have a player that isn't going to be able to play until November, or they risk having to sell him for less than his market value.
But Adam, it's the same point again, Adam. If he had done this in the street, he would have been jailed. That would have had a knock-on effect for Liverpool as well. Not much of a defence, is it, that he didn't do it in a Liverpool shirt?
Well, no, but again, it comes down to the same point, though, doesn't it, William? Which is that at the end of the day, FIFA pick and choose which things to get annoyed about. That's what it comes down to. They pick it because this is a high-profile thing. Nigel de Jong kicked a man in the chest in the World Cup final 4 years ago, didn't get sent off, and nothing retrospectively happened. And I can tell you for a fact it was trending on Twitter. Nothing happened there.
Well, how do you explain it then? What's going on here?
In what sense?
Well, if FIFA's got a different approach to this case, what's going on?
Well, look, I think we all know that FIFA are a reactive organisation that don't really have any clear or sensible leadership. And this has caused, you know, people around the world to be talking about it, so they feel like they've got to act. And you know what? If this was FIFA saying, we're going to start clamping down on violent acts, and the next time somebody headbutts or elbows or kicks, I would be the first to say, brilliant, let this be the start of clamping down on violent activities. But it won't be. You mark my words, there will be another act of violence in this World Cup far more dangerous than what Luis Suarez has done, that FIFA do nothing about.
Well, we'll see if that works out. But is it not also true, Adam, that if this was a Manchester United or Everton player, Liverpool fans would be demanding a longer ban?
Of course they would. Of course, and I've got no problem with it. I have got absolutely no problem with rival fans wanting Suarez to be banned. Of course they should. He's one of the best players in the world, and he doesn't play for their club. I don't care about that. I really honestly don't. That's exactly what football's about. The only time I get annoyed with such things is when people take the moral high ground. When you've got, you know, I had somebody the other day on Twitter referring to me as a Suarez apologist, and their avatar was a picture of Eric Cantona. You know, well, sorry. They're glorifying somebody who kicks a football fan, but criticising me for suggesting that Suarez should be dealt with in the same way as other violent footballers. You know, this is the problem, is the hypocrisy in football. People are acting out against Suarez as if nobody for another club has ever done anything before. Duncan Ferguson was sent to jail for headbutting a man on the football pitch and currently works for Everton. Roy Keane admitted he went out of his way to break somebody's leg on a football pitch. And, you know, until recently was working for ITV. And Adrian Childs is, you know, determined to tell everybody how terrible Suarez is Roy Keane's best mate when he's on telly. It's the hypocrisy of it that's distasteful and winds people up. It's ludicrous.
John, with that full kind of litany of whataboutery that we've just heard Adam listing, that's a problem for FIFA, isn't it? Because you need to be consistent if your judgments are to be considered just.
Yeah, I think, William, FIFA have made a rod for their own backs here. And it'll become more apparent in the months ahead because of the excessive ban on Suarez, you know, and for instance, you know, like, whenever he was banned last year from playing for Liverpool, he could still play for Uruguay because, obviously, the offence was committed as a Liverpool player, not as a Uruguay player. But it's not working the other way around with FIFA, that they have banned the player from both Uruguay and Liverpool, and that is excessive. But from now on, every time a player commits something on the field under FIFA jurisdiction, they'll be said, hold on a minute, you only give him two
yep,
games.
You're going to have the Suarez month. Effect. People will be demanding more draconian penalties.
Well, yes, they will, and that is pushing FIFA in a direction. They were completely reactive in this case. You know, that they wanted to. There was this worldwide clamor. I mean, some of the things that were said, Danny Mills, for instance, saying he should, you know, this guy's meant to be a sensible pundit. They should lock him up and throw away the key. What sort of nonsense is that that people are speaking, you know? I mean, he should be jailed, says Glenn Hoddle. Jailed? You know? I mean, he did something completely wrong and inexcusable. But
well, it's also an assault, isn't it?
The ban, the length of the ban, the severity of the ban, will is a rod for FIFA's back in the future and completely draconian. I mean, he needed to be banned for a length of time, but not this.
Just finally, Adam, and what do you think Liverpool's going to do next? Because some people are even saying he won't be allowed to train with the team.
Yeah, and that's, as I say, that's where the problems really come into effect for Liverpool, because it is rocking a hard place, because, you know, they're flying in the face of public perception, and ultimately it doesn't matter what the rights and wrongs of the argument are. You know, I think, of course, he deserved a lengthy ban, as anybody who repeat offends does, and there are people who repeat offend that don't get.
But you would limit that to international games.
Well, I would, because of the nature of where it happened and how it happened, and because other players don't receive the same sort of ban when they repeat offend of different activities. And Liverpool are now really in a rock and a hard place, because if they appeal, if they sort of say, you know, oh, well, this isn't right, then everybody in the public and the press definitely will be saying, how ludicrous, how can Liverpool possibly try to defend him? And yet...
Well, the Uruguayan Football Association is going to appeal, and they look delusional now, don't they?
Well, the problem that Uruguay have got there is that they're, you know, this business of what bite? Oh, I didn't see it. It wasn't me. You know, I mean, it's okay when Alex Ferguson does it about a player, or Arsene Wenger can't see somebody get sent off. But, you know, when the whole world's talking about it, you do look a little bit silly when you sit there and say, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I think that Uruguay have got a case to make where if they were to say, look, we understand he did it. Of course, he deserves to be banned. But the length of the ban is incredibly, you know, difficult with no precedent. You know, and Liverpool are in the same position, because they're then going to have a player who can't do anything until November. He's one of the best players in the world, and Liverpool don't want to sell him, as John Henry, you know, showed last summer. If they don't want to, they won't. But now they're in a position where that means he can sit there and not do anything until November.
Yeah, well, but when he scores on really the pitch, difficult. Adam, when he scores on the pitch, the next time he's in a Liverpool shirt, all will be forgiven, yeah?
Well, of course it will, like anybody else. Like when Cantona came back from kicking a supporter. You know, my only problem with all of this, really, other than the length of the ban, which I think is ludicrous, my big problem with it is Liverpool fans being vilified for, you know, basically sort of saying, well, look, he does deserve a ban, but this is craziness, from other fans who do exactly the same thing if it was their player, because that's football.
That's Adam Smith, the Liverpool supporter and blogger, and John Laverty from the Belfast Telegraph. So what do you think? A 4-month ban, is that fair enough, or a ludicrous display by FIFA?